Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to take a deep dive into the world of performance marketing.
Okay.
You know, our listeners have been asking us to cover this topic for a while now.
Yeah.
They've been curious about, you know, how important it's become in the digital advertising landscape.
Absolutely.
And trust me, it's super interesting to see how businesses are changing how they try to reach their audience.
Right.
So to help us really get into it, we've got an expert in performance marketing with us.
I'm glad to be here.
It's a really exciting, you know, always changing field.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's just jump right in.
Okay.
For our listener who maybe hasn't had a lot of experience with this, can you just break down performance marketing like at its core?
Sure.
And how it's different than, you know, the way advertising used to be?
Yeah. So at its heart, performance marketing is about paying for results, basically.
Okay.
Unlike the way it used to be, where you just spend money on like a billboard or a TV ad and just hope that the right people would see it. Performance marketing really focuses on specific actions that your audience takes.
Okay.
So think like clicks, form submissions, downloads, sales, things like that.
I see.
These are the like results you actually pay for.
So it's like you're only paying for when your marketing actually works. Is that right?
Yeah, precisely.
That sounds like way more efficient than just putting a message out there and hoping it, you know, lands in front of the right people.
Yeah, exactly. It's a total shift from just trying to get exposure, like you said,
okay,
to actually focusing on measurable outcomes.
So I'm already seeing like how this would be really appealing to businesses.
Yeah.
Especially ones that don't have a ton of money to spend on marketing.
Especially.
But I'm guessing there's a bunch of different ways to actually like do performance marketing.
Oh yeah, tons.
So what are some of the main channels that businesses are using now?
Some of the most popular ones are things like pay-per-click advertising. We call it PPC.
PPC. Okay.
Also affiliate marketing, native advertising.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then, of course, social media advertising is huge these days.
Okay, yeah. So there's a lot there.
Yeah.
Let's start with PPC.
All right.
I think our listener probably has, you know, seen this, but maybe they don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So can you give an example? Like, what does PPC look like?
Sure. So imagine you're searching on Google for something like best hiking boots.
Okay.
And you see those top few results. Usually they say ad next to them.
Oh, yeah. I see those all the time.
That's PPC. So what happens is businesses bid on keywords that are related to, you know, their product or service.
Okay.
And then each time somebody clicks on that ad, they have to pay a fee.
So it's like they're trying to kind of cut through the noise of all the regular search results and just put themselves right in front of somebody who's already interested in that thing.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
And the big platforms for this are Google Ads and Bing Ads.
Gotcha. Okay. So they're targeting people who are like actively looking for what they offer, which makes sense that that would lead to more sales or conversions than just, you know, a general ad.
Yeah. Way higher chance.
Okay, cool. Now, what about affiliate marketing?
So affiliate marketing is all about partnerships.
Okay.
So businesses work with like other websites or bloggers or influencers, who already have an audience that is kind of like their target market.
I see.
And what happens is these affiliates promote the business's products on their own platform, on their own website or whatever.
Gotcha.
And then if somebody buys something through a special link, the affiliate gets like a commission.
So it's almost like they're creating a network of like brand ambassadors.
Right.
But they're like incentivized to make sales.
Yeah. They get paid when they drive results.
That's cool. It's a good way to like get your name out there with new customers.
Absolutely. And it uses the trust that the affiliate already has with their audience.
Okay.
So it can be really effective.
Now, native advertising, this one I feel like I see all the time, but I never really knew what it was called.
Yeah, it can be sneaky.
So what makes it different than, you know, other kinds of advertising?
So think about those like sponsored articles you see sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Or recommended posts that kind of just blend in, you know, on your social media or news website.
Yeah.
That's all native advertising.
Okay.
And it's designed to like look just like the regular stuff on that platform.
I see.
So it's not like a big flashy banner ad. It's more subtle.
So it's trying to like camouflage itself almost.
Right. Wants to blend in.
But does that actually work? Don't people just scroll right past it?
Well, because it's less annoying.
Okay.
People actually click on it more.
I see.
Because it feels more relevant to what they're already reading or looking at.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And then of course there's social media advertising, but I feel like you know, most people already kind of understand how that works.
I think so. Yeah, it's everywhere these days.
So what makes social media advertising like specifically good for performance marketing?
Well, platforms like Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, even TikTok now.
Yeah.
They all give businesses these tools to run campaigns that are, you know, performance-based.
Okay.
So you can pay for specific things like getting people to visit your website,
right,
or generating leads or getting people to download your app.
It's interesting because it seems like those social media platforms, they have so much information about their users.
Oh, yeah. Tons.
So does that mean that they can really specifically target people?
That's exactly why it's so powerful.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can target your ideal customer, like really precisely, based on all kinds of things, their demographics, interests, their online behavior, you name it.
So it's a huge difference from like the old days where you just put out an ad and hope that enough people would see it.
Yeah, totally different.
It's like instead of fishing with a net, you're using a spear.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay, so all these different channels, it sounds like choosing the right one is almost as important as like the message itself.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd love to talk about that more.
Okay.
But I think it's probably a good time to move on to like what makes performance marketing such a game changer.
Yeah, let's do it.
I think our listeners are going to be really interested to hear about the benefits.
For sure.
So let's explore that next.
Sounds good.
Okay, so you've definitely sold me on the fact that this is like a totally different approach than just, you know, throwing a bunch of ads out there and hoping something sticks.
Right.
But let's really get into the details about what makes it so good.
Okay.
Like specifically, what are the benefits for our listeners, for the businesses out there?
All right. Well, one of the biggest ones, I think, is measurability.
Hmm.
So unlike traditional marketing where you might have to like guess how things are going,
yeah,
or rely on, you know, surveys and things like that.
Right.
With performance marketing, you can track every single step of the customer's journey. So you can see like how many people clicked on your ad. How many visited your website.
I see.
How many filled out a form.
Yeah.
And then how many actually like bought something.
So it's not just like knowing that it worked.
Right.
It's like knowing exactly what worked.
Exactly.
And how it worked.
And how.
That's amazing. It seems like that would be so helpful for any business owner.
It takes all the guesswork out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you can optimize your campaigns based on actual data, not just your gut feeling.
I love that. Okay, so then that leads us to, I think, the next benefit, which is cost effectiveness, right? We were talking about that earlier.
We were.
It seems like if you're only paying for results,
yeah,
that would be like a much more efficient way to spend your marketing budget.
Right, because instead of just like, you know, throwing money at broad exposure, you're actually investing in specific outcomes.
Okay.
So you can control how much you're spending.
Right.
And see a clear return on your investment.
Makes sense. I mean, that's huge for startups or any business that doesn't have, you know, tons of money to spend on marketing.
Absolutely.
I can just imagine a small business owner, you know, finally feeling like they have control over where their money's going.
Exactly.
And knowing that it's actually bringing in new customers.
And knowing.
So that's like real empowerment.
Yeah. It's all about accountability.
Okay.
And transparency.
Cool. But it's not just about like saving money, right?
Right.
There's more to it.
There's more. Yeah.
So what else is there? What makes it so powerful?
Or the targeting?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about all that data that the social media platforms have.
We were.
But like, how does that actually translate into better targeting?
Okay. So let's say, for example, you're launching a new line of like organic pet food.
Okay. I like it.
If you were doing traditional marketing,
uh-huh,
you might put like a generic ad in a pet magazine.
Yeah.
Or like on a billboard.
Okay.
But with performance marketing, you can actually target your ads to people who like follow pet pages on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
Or read articles about organic food.
I see.
Or even live in areas where there are like a lot of pet stores.
So it's not just pet owners in general.
No, it's much more specific.
It's like pet owners who are likely to actually buy your product.
Right.
That's incredible.
It's like you're having a one-on-one conversation with your ideal customer.
That makes sense. So you're making sure that your message is actually resonating with the people who are like most likely to buy something.
Most likely to convert, yeah.
Cool. But I imagine that once you like set all that targeting, it's not just like set it and forget it, right?
No, definitely not.
There's more to it.
Yeah.
So what else like happens behind the scenes to make sure that those campaigns are actually working?
Well, you have to constantly be analyzing the data.
Okay.
So you're tracking how people are behaving, seeing how the campaign is performing,
huh.
and then you make adjustments based on that data. So you might fine-tune your targeting.
Yeah.
You might test different ads
okay.
to see what works best.
So it's constantly evolving.
It's dynamic.
So that brings us to another benefit, which is agility, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because unlike those traditional marketing campaigns,
right.
which can take a long time to, you know, change.
For a long time.
Performance marketing lets you make changes
yeah.
based on the data in real time. So you can be super responsive.
Super responsive.
So it seems like the theme here is like speed, control, data-driven decisions, all very appealing things.
Very appealing.
But I'm sure it's not all perfect, right?
Right.
There's got to be some challenges that come with all this.
There are.
It can't all be easy.
It can't.
So I think it's time that we talk about the other side of the coin.
Right.
What are some of the challenges that, you know, come with all this complexity?
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so we've talked about all the good stuff with performance marketing, you know, all the power and the precision of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I want to dig into like the other side of it a little bit.
Okay.
You know, what are some of the things that marketers need to watch out for?
Yeah, that's important.
In this whole data-driven world.
So one of the biggest ones, I think, is attribution.
Attribution, okay.
It can be a real headache.
So what is that exactly?
So basically, it's how you figure out which of your marketing efforts
mm-hmm.
actually led to a sale
okay.
or a conversion, whatever your goal is.
I can imagine that that gets pretty complicated, especially these days when people are like interacting with brands all over the place.
Exactly.
You know, they might click on a social media ad,
uh-huh.
then they get an email,
yeah.
then they visit the website. Like, how do you even know which one of those things actually made them buy something?
It's not like a straight line anymore.
No.
It's more like a tangled web.
So how do marketers even begin to like untangle that web?
Well, thankfully, there are these things called attribution models.
They can help you understand the customer journey a little bit better.
So what do those models like actually do?
So they look at all the different touch points
uh-huh.
and they try to figure out, you know, which ones actually influence the sale.
So it's like getting pretty technical here.
It is. Yeah.
It sounds like you must need like a data science degree to figure this stuff out.
It definitely helps to have a strong analytical mindset.
Yeah.
To, you know, really understand how those models work.
But I'm guessing attribution isn't the only challenge.
Oh, no. There are plenty more.
Like, what else should marketers be prepared for?
Well, this is one that I think everybody's experienced. It's ad fatigue.
Ad fatigue. Oh, yeah.
Like, when you see the same ad over and over.
Yeah, like a million times.
You tune it out, you're sick of it.
Totally.
It's like that song you used to love.
Uh-huh.
And then you hear it too many times.
Yeah, and then you can't even stand it anymore.
Exactly.
So, as a marketer, how do you deal with that?
Well, you got to keep things fresh. So you're always testing new ads, new messages.
I see.
And you got to be careful about how you target your ads.
Yeah. So you're not just hitting the same people over and over. It's
yeah.
like you're trying to find like the perfect balance
well,
between
that's...
reaching enough people but not annoying them.
Exactly. You don't want to overdo it.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the whole issue of data privacy.
Right.
Which seems like it's, you know, constantly in the news these days.
It is, yeah.
So how does that factor into performance marketing?
Well, data privacy is super important, especially now.
Yeah.
With all these new regulations like GDPR and CCPA.
Okay, and what do those regulations, like, actually do?
They basically set rules for how businesses can collect and use data.
Uh-huh. So how does that affect marketers?
Well, it means they have to be really careful.
Yeah.
To make sure that their campaigns follow all the rules.
It sounds like kind of a tricky situation.
It is, yeah.
Because you want to personalize your marketing. You want to target the right people. But you also have to protect people's privacy.
You do. And I think transparency is key here.
Okay. So what does that look like?
So marketers need to be upfront about what data they're collecting.
Yeah.
And how they're using it.
Right.
And they should give people a choice.
Gotcha.
You know, let them opt out if they want to.
So it's not just about, like, following the rules.
It's bigger than that.
It's about building trust with your audience.
Exactly.
So it seems like performance marketing is not just about like being really good with data and technology.
No, it's not.
It's also about being ethical.
Absolutely.
You know, and doing things the right way.
Yeah. Responsible marketing is the goal.
It's like a whole new set of skills that marketers need to have these days.
It is. Yeah.
Well, I think this has been like a really great overview.
I hope so.
You know, for our listeners who wanted to really understand performance marketing.
They do.
You've explained all the good parts, the challenges, all of it.
I tried my best.
And I think the takeaway here is that data is king.
Data is definitely at the heart of it all.
So it's all about using that data to really understand your audience.
Right.
You know, deliver the right message at the right time.
And get the results you're looking for.
Exactly. Well, this has been an awesome conversation.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you could join us today to, you know, share your expertise.
Anytime.
And for our listeners, we hope this deep dive has given you some valuable insights.
For sure.
Into the world of performance marketing.
Absolutely.
So until next time, happy optimizing, everybody.
Happy optimizing.